there are always so many possible topics and things to talk about. But when Brian Eno is featured in The Guardian UK, and it has to do with Israel and Gaza, I say, let's talk Eno. There was a headline. The article was about Brian Eno denying an Israeli dance company, a very highly acclaimed one. He denied the Israeli dance company of using his music after discovering that the Israeli embassy was sponsoring the event. I'm sure most of you are familiar with Eno, but for those who are not, he has a front row seat in the Tangential Hall of Fame. I consider him the godfather of ambient music, and there's so much more to Eno. The piece that was that the Israeli dance company wanted to use is an example of an ambient piece called Neroli, and Eno started his career, you guys remember, with Roxy Music. He's also an amazing producer. He's produced U2. He's produced Talking Heads, many others. He's collaborated with Robert Fripp. And he's also politically outspoken. And he is a prominent supporter of the BDS campaign, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions campaign, which challenges international support for Israeli apartheid and settler colonization. And Eno is also one of 1,200 artists who have signed the Artists' Pledge for Palestine, refusing funding from or cultural contacts with Israel's government. To quote that pledge, it says, "We support the Palestinian struggle for freedom, justice, and equality in response to the call from Palestinian artists and cultural workers for a cultural boycott of Israel. We pledge to accept neither professional invitations to Israel nor funding from any institutions linked to its government until it complies with international law and universal principles of human rights." That is a quote. According to the Italian newspaper La Repubblica, the dance piece using Eno's music was entitled Hummus, H-U-M-U-S. It was due to be performed this past Tuesday, and it was at the Torino Danza Festival at the Teatro Reggio in Turin, Italy, in northern Italy. But Eno's music was replaced after Brian Eno was made aware of the Israeli embassy sponsorship. It was a dance piece, but the composition is extremely ambient, a mood piece. And as I said, it's called Neroli, the same word as the perfume, the oil extract that is a perfume. It's long been a staple of this dance company in Israel called Bashiva, which is based in Tel Aviv. In Eno's letter to the dance company and its well-known choreographer, Ohad Naharin, Eno said, quote, "It has recently come to my attention that you have been using a piece of my music in a work called Hummus." I actually don't know if it means hummus or not. It's only one M. I don't think so. I don't know. "I was not aware of this use until last week, and though in one way I'm flattered that you chose my music for your work, I'm afraid it creates a serious conflict for me." He goes on to say, quote, "To my understanding, the Israeli embassy, and therefore the Israeli government, will be sponsoring the upcoming performances, and given that I've been supporting the BDS campaign, Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions, for several years now, this is an unacceptable prospect for me. It's often said by opponents of BDS that art should not be used as a political weapon. However, since the Israeli government has made it quite clear that it uses art in exactly that way, to promote, quote, brand Israel, unquote, and to draw attention away from the occupation of Palestinian land, I consider that my decision to deny permission is a way of taking this particular weapon out of their hands. I am trying to understand the difficulties that must face any Israeli artist now, and in particular ones like yourselves who have shown some sympathy to the Palestinian cause. I feel that your government exploits artists like you, playing on your natural desire to keep working, even if it does mean becoming part of a propaganda strategy. Your dance company might not be able to formally distance itself from the Israeli government, but I can and will. I don't want my music to be licensed for any event sponsored by the Israeli embassy. Unquote, Brian Eno. In a statement, the dance company Bat Shiva said, quote, "We have fully respected Mr. Eno's wish and replaced the music in Ohad Naharin's piece, Humus. We believe that this kind of action is useless and has no contribution towards solving the conflict, ending the occupation, or bringing peace to our region," unquote. And the quote goes on to say, "Ohad Naharin, the choreographer, has been a political activist for years within Israel and never hesitated to be very vocal about the situation in the West Bank and the consequences of the occupation. His deep commitment to the freedom of the human spirit is reflected in his actions as well as artistic creations," unquote. I've posted a number of additional background articles at the Tangents homepage, like I always do. It's also on the playlist at tangents.com. Just look for the KALW playlist in the left-hand column. And then within a day or two, all of this, including the audio that I'm saying right now, will be put into the Gaza Corner archive, which goes back a long ways if you ever want to check out. If you miss Gaza Corner, you want to check it out, go to the Gaza Corner archive at the Tangents website. The headlines include this one. This is also an article co-written by Brian Eno from November 2015 in Vice.com, written by Eno and Ohal Grietzer. Ohal Grietzer is a musician, but also an activist with the Israeli group Boycott, supporting the Palestinian BDS call from within. That headline reads, "Musicians should boycott Israel until Palestinians are free." There's another article from the Independent UK from February of this year, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, on why his fellow musicians are terrified to speak out against Israel. And finally, an article that dates back to November of 2014, just a few months after Israel's war on Gaza. Peter Gabriel slams Israeli occupation and contributes a song called Across the River, to an album called To Unite All, a Gaza benefit compilation album. It's a 26-track album produced by Project Peace on Earth. 40% of the proceeds went to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund, and the balance went to, especially at that time and still even now, but this was right after the war on Gaza, the rest went for surgical and psychological care for Palestinians in Gaza, and Mideast peace awareness. Remember, this war killed approximately 2,250 Gazans, 551 children documented as being killed during that war.